Welcome back to the Hope, Healing, and Recovery Podcast. Today, we pick up on the conversation with Brook Lane leaders in part two of the series, More Than Memories, One Mission, Three Voices.
Sharon, looking back or reflecting on Brook Lane's progression as an organization, clearly you've seen many changes through the years. Let's talk a little bit about the historical triumphs and challenges. Were there any challenges over your time at Brook Lane that you saw the organization face? And if so, how did they overcome them?
Well, we were challenged a lot of times with money. Funding was not great back in those days. I do remember a time whenever we actually could not even, the supervisors had to actually take a pay cut because we couldn't afford to pay our employees. And instead of just having all employees suffer, the supervisors decided that they would take a pay cut for them. But we pulled out of that. We had a time where we couldn't get a new CEO, so we had to rely on the chairman of the board to be our CEO for a while. It was actually Musselman from Musselman's Applesauce. He was our CEO. He was actually the one who gave me the opportunity to take the classes, the courses for the registration for health information.
So, Dr. Burke, are there any particular challenges that really stick out in your mind? If so, how did they overcome them?
I think that adapting to the whole change in healthcare that came with basically managed care, not just for us, in healthcare in general, to move from a model that was a long-term model to something more short-term, I think was very challenging for us. Back in the days, our average stay was 30, 35, 40 days. Folks were sometimes here a year. And so when that change came, that now inpatient stay is much more acute and much short-term oriented, I think our ability to adjust to that and adapt to that and grow with that without a lot of moaning and groaning about the way things used to be. There are days that we do, but I think we've been able to adjust to deal with very different situations that have presented themselves through the years.
To always find the common ground, make Brook Lane the best it could be, and to serve our community.
Exactly.
Kurt, what challenges have you faced during your tenure here at Brook Lane, and how did you overcome them?
Well, one of the things that was really interesting that some people would remember from me being in the admissions office in the 80s and recording treatment planning is this was before portable phones or before cell phones, et cetera, but we had a portable phone that I would run around the administration building carrying, trying to get the best signal. And leaving notes on therapist doors because I had a referral, or the doctor's doors because there was an email. And so that was the way of communicating, and people would see me lurking in the hall trying to catch somebody in terms of a referral or information that I had. But we made the best of it to make that all happen.
Wow, how times have changed.
Absolutely.
I can envision that, though, in these buildings and down these halls, and then there are, you know, notes on the walls and that sort of thing. Dr. Burke, have you seen any changes or challenges related to the workforce and the camaraderie and the collegiality that you had once experienced?
Well, first of all, growth, both clinically and administratively as well, as you know and are leading us, we're a broad organization. So being able to work together broadly across various disciplines has been very, very positive and rewarding. And I think as well then being able to meet the challenges, attempting to meet the challenges for children and adolescents. Our adult population has remained relatively stable through the years, but having to adjust system-wide to the challenges that are presented now in the last 5 to 10 years for children and teenagers and their parents. That, I think, has been rewarding and remains challenging every single day.
And it probably will be into the future, which requires continuous innovation and broad stroke changes when necessary and being flexible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As you know, I have a law degree as well. So a part of all of that, as you have an MBA and have done the same, I have valued to have the training and ability to take what we know clinically and then work with folks who are not in the medical field, but apply what we know to the challenges they're facing. And for me, that often involved in the criminal justice system and working with folks in that system to be able to bring a mental health perspective there as well. So I'm sure you have found the same, to be able to take what we know and work with folks beyond our system in a collegial way. I've really enjoyed that.
Absolutely. I'm glad to hear you say that you enjoy that, because I know we pick your brain all the time on using your JD
yes.
Background for how to ensure our compliance
yes.
with regulatory standards. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have also experienced the same thing. It is important. I believe that community partnerships and that's just so critical to our success. Kurt, about the workplace or organizational dynamics through the years, how would you describe Brooklane's overall sense of camaraderie or teamwork or team building?
Well, I think certainly people looked at Brooklane as a family in terms of the employees, especially in those earlier years, because it was much smaller in terms of most all of the services that we had happened on campus, because this was before managed care that kind of drove services off campus. So if it happened, it was pretty much here on the main campus, and that's where the interaction would be, and you would go to the dining hall and run into people from various different departments. And it just made a huge difference, I think, in terms of how people related and were able to interact.
And when the organization was much smaller compared to the, the 160 employees versus the 500 we have today.
Exactly.
I'm sure there's been significant change with that dynamic as well.
Well, and at 160, it's not difficult to probably know everyone's name. When you have folks that you don't work with regularly or they're in different locations, short of having the badge to be able to look at, it's kind of challenging to, unless you work with that person daily, who they are, what their name is, what they do. It just becomes much more difficult when it's larger.
Yeah, no, I certainly understand that. Sharon, how do you feel the mental health landscape has changed over the years?
I think it's gotten more open, that people feel more relaxed in accepting mental health treatment. And I think people stopped referring to psychiatric facilities as a nut house. And, there's not a lot of stigma attached to it anymore like it used to be.
Yeah, a very positive and needed change through the years as well that has occurred. Dr. Burke, how have you seen Brooklane interact with the community to break down the stigma of mental health through the years?
It used to be said for many years, I think just among ourselves, that we were the best kept secret in Washington County. We were seen as kind of out and rural, and nobody quite knew what was going on here, but we were valued, but without a real understanding or partnership. I think over the last 10, 15 years that has changed, and you in the last 3 years have really developed working partnerships with any variety of different agencies and groups in our communities that we serve. And so I think that has been a major change, that we really are a real full partner with the healthcare community, but beyond that with the business organizations in town, and with education, with the Department of Education and Washington County Public Schools, Frederick County Public Schools, and those public schools in the various communities.
Oh, absolutely. And part of what you just mentioned about the clinical work that we do really is trickling over into the school systems with our embedded therapist and our Laurel Hall schools,
yes,
and now new clinical innovative programs that you yourself are a major part of in developing to try to bridge those gaps and tie them all together to be all encompassing for those students. Kurt, now you've certainly witnessed a lot of change in Brooklane's mission through the years as well. And addressing stigma associated with mental health issues and mental health diagnosis has been a focus. How have you seen that change through the years?
I believe pretty firmly that it has definitely improved. It wasn't unusual in the early days. People kind of whisper Brooklane because it was more taboo, if you will. Whereas now, if I'm out and about in the community at an event or health fair, kids will come running up to our booth or display and say, "Oh, I see Dr. So-and-so," and are just really kind of putting it out there, where before people would be much more uncomfortable. I think young people are much more comfortable sharing what's going on and are more comfortable talking about therapy or having services in some way, shape, or form. And that definitely is a bonus, I think, for our society.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I certainly long for the day that, you know, that will be improved even more and people can talk about mental health or behavioral challenges like they could talk about diabetes or high blood pressure or anything else, because it is an illness, it is treatable. And it does impact the lives of those that it impacts.
So. I try to certainly encourage people to think about their brain health, you know, because our brain is an organ like anything else in our body, and there are going to be things that affect it. And I think that when people start thinking about it like that, it can make a difference in terms of how they relate to a particular kind of illness.
Sharon, are there any particular success stories or impact that you've seen that Brooklane has made in the lives of our patients or clients through the years?
I remember this little girl came in when she was 7 years old, and she was actually a patient here for over a year. And then I saw her grow from 7 years old up until she actually became a mother herself and was able to be able to care for her child. We did have quite an impact on her, and there was other ones like that.
So many success stories through the years.
Many.
And a lot of wonderful, positive impact
on our
local community and beyond. Dr. Burke, I'm sure there has to be a lot of positive memories that you have through the years of individuals that you've helped.
Indeed. And some of them, having been here this long, I now run into, as they have careers elsewhere and otherwise, and that happens frequently enough that I'll see somebody 20 years later who's having a successful career in one way or another, and to have been a small part of that is very rewarding.
Probably maybe not as small of a part as what your humbleness is telling you to say, so that's great work, and very rewarding, Kurt. Through your years, your 43 years here at Brooklane, you have had the opportunity to impact thousands upon thousands of patients. And I know you have, but are there any particular success stories that really come to mind that you would like to share?
One of the things that I can't pinpoint it to a particular individual, but ECT is something that Brooklane provides that I think is really pretty amazing, and people don't understand it really well. Hollywood has done quite a number on it, and people are sorely afraid that, you know, a doctor's going to come at them with wires or something and shock them.
ECT for
electroconvulsive therapy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
But if you have seen somebody who is so very, very depressed that they are barely moving because they're so depressed, and medications haven't been helpful for that person, and sometimes ECT may be looked at as a last resort, but they start to begin to have those treatments, which are very sophisticated. The person has anesthesia. The psychiatrist has leads on the person that look like an EKG leads, if you've ever had something like that, and administers an electric charge via those. But you see that person kind of blossom and come back to life and become more animated. They can do their daily activities. They can eat. They can laugh and share. It's just truly amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, electroconvulsive therapy and the newer transcranial magnetic stimulation service that we offer as well, along the same principles, high efficacy and high success rate.
Yes.
And you've seen that actually in action through the years for patients that otherwise had treatment resistant depression and other symptoms.
Absolutely. And it's just so amazing to see somebody functioning again at a high level after having seen them so very, very depressed.
Sharon, how do you envision mental health services evolving?
I just see it expanding and becoming more available to patients. Hopefully that we're able to treat more in the community than what we are able to capture now. Hopefully that we can, not only us, but I guess other, can entice therapists, providers, more to get into that field than what we have now. Because I think it's really hurting.
Yeah, there's certainly a shortage, and it does impact our ability to continue that growth or sustain that growth. Dr. Burke? Looking to the future, how do you see Brooklane's role in the future changing or evolving to better meet the needs of what our community has?
Well, I think a real start, or a real continuation anyway, with your leadership of that partnership, that we're increasingly broad-based in what we do. I think under your leadership, our organization as a whole is stronger, more diverse, and more credentialed, if you will, in a broader way. I think we have, in the last 3 years, a much stronger, healthier organization. So continuing that as well. And again, a particular interest, as I mentioned earlier, is with children and adolescents and helping them, for example, through the pandemic. And we know the challenges that brought for everyone. But we are still feeling the effects of that with the children that we serve.
Yeah, most definitely. No question on that. Kurt, you've certainly had an amazing journey at Brooklane, and you've seen a lot of change through the years. Having seen it up through the present, how do you envision Brooklane being or looking in the future?
Well, I see Brooklane still very, very ingrained in our community and a wonderful part of the community, because our mental health, like anything else, is part of us and what the needs are of any community. And, Washington County and the surrounding areas have been very fortunate that Brooklane's kind of been in the backyard all these years and available to, provide such a variety of services.
Sharon, what advice would you give to new employees joining the organization or those considering a career in mental health?
Come in with an open mind. Be ready to work with difficult people, staff and patients. and just come in with the attitude that we're here to help people, and it's not all about us, it's about the persons that we're working with.
Wonderful words of wisdom, clearly gained after a long and illustrious career. So, well stated. Dr. Burke, If an individual wanted to have a career in mental health these days, what advice would you give them?
Well, I think, first of all, to, in their own personal growth and experience, to be well-developed and to have a variety of different interests, whether that's athletics, whether that's music. I am a big fan of folks that I work with, parents I work with, of saying through middle school, through high school, to be very active and involved in a variety of different areas, I think gives you a broad base and a broad experiential base to then be working with folks who then have challenges and are having difficulty in their day-to-day life. But having a broad experience in any variety of ways, I think really through adolescence and through high school and college, I think provides a real foundation to then be able to speak to those folks and help those folks who are really struggling.
So it truly can be a rewarding career, Kurt. To future employees, what advice would you give to new employees joining the organization or who might be considering a career in mental health?
I would say it's one of those things that you have to give it a shot and hang with it for a bit. Some people, I think, come here and they're not quite comfortable with mental health, and they may decide that this isn't for them or they want to shy away from it. But if you give it a chance, especially if you like working with people and how you can impact people, it is a wonderful opportunity. And that's one of the things that I've always been able to feel good about Brook Lane, is that we're doing good things for the community. And if you like helping people, it's the place to be.
Well, Kurt, your amazing journey at Brook Lane through the past 43 years is sounds like a wonderful experience. And I appreciate you taking the time to share your experiences with us. And I'd also like to say that we're so blessed to have staff like Kurt, Dr. Burke, and Sharon Gladfelter, who've been willing to take their time to reflect on their experiences here at Brook Lane as well. Your stories not only highlight the rich history of our organization, but also showcase the passion and dedication that's fueled our mission for 75 years and will undoubtedly for many more years yet to come. To our listeners, I hope you enjoyed this trip down memory lane. Here's to 75 years of making a difference and the countless more years of impact that we'll have on our community ahead. If you have any memories, stories, or thoughts to share about our organization, we'd love to hear from you. Please reach out to us by emailing marketing@brooklane.org. That's marketing@brooklane.org. Thanks for joining us on this special journey. We'll see you next time on Hope, Healing, and Recovery for more honest conversations.